That come down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia. Oh, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Now let's look at the first reading for a moment, and that kind of gives us a clue then to what the Mass is all about today. So we have there in the first reading the story of Philip. Now, Philip wasn't one of the apostles. Philip was probably one of the deacons. And he was leaving Jerusalem. You might say, why was he leaving Jerusalem? He was leaving Jerusalem because Christians there were being persecuted very severely. We're not sure where he was on his way. He goes down, he was on his way to Gaza. Now you know where Gaza is today. It's in the West Bank, and it's often in the news. And then we're told on the way he met the spirits. It was, you might say, a chance encounter, but it wasn't at all. The spirit, he was guided by the spirit. He met this man traveling along in a chariot. Now, the very fact that this man was traveling in a chariot meant that he was somebody important, because otherwise he would be like Philip. He'd be walking. So it's the difference between being on a bicycle and in a car nowadays, or you know, otherwise. And so the spirit then said, "Go and talk to this man in the chariot." And the man in the chariot, we're told, was a eunuch. You might say, what is a eunuch? Well, a eunuch was a male who had been castrated, probably against his will, because he was a court official. And this particular eunuch was in charge of the treasury of Queen Candace. So whenever a queen was the monarch, the people close to her were always eunuchs, for the very simple reason that they couldn't get to above themselves and form their own dynasty. And so this eunuch happened to be reading that a passage from Isaiah about a lamb taken to the slaughter and slaughtered against his will, and he didn't open his mouth. And so the eunuch had been very badly treated against his will. I'm sure he didn't want to be castrated. What man would want to be castrated? And so he would have been, he went to Jerusalem. Now that's interesting, because he would have been totally unacceptable in Jerusalem because he was a eunuch. So it would be a bit like in many places today, and unfortunately in many churches, gay people or LGBTQ people are not made welcome. So there's this is a very up-to-date piece from the readings this morning. And so he felt, and then he wasn't, who in the passage of Isaiah is he talking about, he said to Philip. Is he talking about himself or about somebody else? And we're told that in a short time, Philip opened his eyes to understand what the passage was all about, and it was about Jesus and how he was badly treated, even though he never did anything wrong. And so then you might think all these things happened by chance, but it was all part of God's plan. And they came to some water, and then he asked to be baptized. So that trip he made to Jerusalem, that the eunuch made to Jerusalem and was returning home, turned out to be a gift from the Lord. So what is the message for us this morning then? Well, that everybody is important in the eyes of God. Even this poor man, he was probably ostracized by many of his friends and by society, but there God pointed out to him, you too are very precious to me. And it means we've got to treat everybody fairly. And since I spoke to you on Tuesday morning at Mass, a lot of things have happened. And on Tuesday, hopefully, there was a very good verdict in the case of Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty on all accounts. And so it was a great day for people of colour. And we all need to look at that, because it's colour and racism still is very endemic, and we need to discuss that and talk more about that. And of course, that's in the gospel this morning and in the readings, that there's a eunuch. He's unacceptable to a lot of people, but to God,